Today, as we celebrate the feast of the Queenship of our Blessed Lady, we first of all have to look at the question that is there, because in the Old Testament, there is an absolute condemnation of the idea of the Queen of Heaven. The Queen of Heaven was a false god, a goddess, who was worshipped by the pagans. And obviously that was thereby condemned, because Our Lady is not a goddess. And so she has this title, and we have to ask ourselves why. And we can look at the gospel reading today, and we see that the kingship is given to our blessed Lord. The angel Gabriel reveals to Our Lady that the throne of David is going to be his, and he will sit upon the throne for eternity. And so he is the king. Well, if she's the mother of the king, she's the queen. Okay, that's true enough. But that's not why she's the queen. Because she's been the mother of the king for 2,000 years. The church hasn't always proclaimed that queenship of our Blessed Lady. So we have to look a little bit further. We can look at the first reading, and it tells us, actually it's a reading that speaks of Jesus, but speaking of the creation of wisdom and so on, but they're applying this to our Blessed Lady, and make very clear that she is the one who is the highest in heaven. And that is absolute truth. She's the highest one in heaven. Everything is beneath her feet. We can say, therefore, if she's the highest one, she's the queen. And that's true, but that's not why she's the queen. So we have to look even a little further to be able to understand the mystery of this feast. Actually, if you look in the first book of Kings, you will find that there's a little story there that turns everything backwards and upside down. Remember, when anybody would come to the king, they had to bow down before the king, after, of course, they had permission to even come in to see him. But in this particular story, I believe it's in the second chapter of the first book of Kings, King Solomon is seated on the throne of his father David, and his mother comes in to the throne room. And rather than making his mother bow down before him, as would be the normal case, he got up and he bowed down before his mother. And then he ordered that a second throne would be brought in and be placed right next to his throne, and he placed his mother upon the throne. And for the rest of all of the monarchy in Israel, the king's mother sat right next to him on the throne. She became known as the Queen Mother. And her task as the queen was to intercede for her people. There was a maternal aspect to this whole thing that was there. Yes, she is the mother of the king, but she is the mother of the people in a spiritual way. And so her task then was to intercede for the people, to have that maternal heart seeking mercy, because the king could be harsh. And so when there were judgments that were brought forth, her task was to intercede for mercy. And so that's exactly what we see. The queenship of Our Lady, like the kingship of Jesus, is carried out not by power, but by service. It is not because they are the highest, but in fact because the two of them are the most humble. That's why they're the highest, because they were the most humble. But they're not looking for power. They're not looking for exaltation. All Our Lady wants to do is to glorify God. And she wants God to be glorified as much as he can possibly be glorified, which means she wants the most number of people in heaven as she can possibly get there, because the more of us that there are in heaven, the more glory is going to be given to God. And so she intercedes with her son for mercy for us, so that we will be able to glorify God. That's what the queenship of Our Lady is. So yes, we can look at it and say she is indeed the highest creature in heaven. She is the queen of the angels. They are obedient to her every command. Would that we were even a fraction similar to the angels and would be obedient to anything that our Blessed Lady asked us to do. But once again, we have to look at our reasoning. It needs to be done out of love. It's not out of fear because, well, the queen ordered, so therefore I have to do it or I'm in trouble. No, that's not the point. The point is that we love our Lord and we love Our Lady so much that of course we want to do what they're asking. And we know that they're only asking anything out of charity. They're doing it because they love us, because it's what's best for us. And so when we think of the queenship of Our Lady, she is the queen whether we want her to be or not, just as Jesus is the king whether we want him to be or not. That's the objective aspect. Now each one of us has to look at it subjectively. Is our Blessed Lady the queen in my life? Is Jesus the king in my life? If they are exercising their royal office by service, by charity, and each one of us, I may remind you, because of our baptism, is a priest, a prophet, and a king. Each one of us participates in the royal office, which means each one of us is called to that same kind of service, to love God, to love neighbor. So if we can recognize why Our Lady is the queen, not because she's the mother of the king, not because she is the highest, but because she loves the most, because she serves, because she is a mom. Now we have to ask, what's our response? We have someone there who loves us. We have someone there who is interceding for us. We have someone there who is serving us. Love has to be a two-way street. It's not just that she loves us. We need to love her. To love her is to serve her out of pure charity. And so when we recognize what it is that she's asking and where she's leading, that's our response, to say yes out of pure love.